This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. We have a special interview for you today. We recently had a chance to speak with Katie Lee. And if you don't recognize that name, we'll let you know she's also known by another name, Connie Kendall. That's right, the Adventures in Odyssey character. She's been voicing this character since the early days of Adventures in Odyssey. She joins us today to talk about her experiences in the voiceover industry, her experiences in Hollywood in general, and she gives us a little behind-the-scenes look at what it's like being Connie Kendall for all these years. Katie, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Which came first, the voice acting or the Adventures in Odyssey gig?
Oh, thanks for acting. The voice acting came first, actually. So I was already fairly established in Hollywood. I was listening to Focus on the Family and heard a family portrait show. And I had been praying and asking God to use me somehow. And I heard the show and I recognized, Hal Smith in particular, because we had been working with each other on a show called Dumbo Circus for a year and a half. So I knew they were using professional actors, and you're not going to believe this, but when I heard the program, I was in Arcadia, where I had never been before, but where Focus's offices were. So I drove over to their office, and I gave them my demo and said, I really want to work with you guys. Do you want to have me? And I met Phil Lawler and Steve Harris, and we did some stuff. I actually recorded a family portrait, and when they created Adventures in Odyssey, they said, we've created this part that we want you to do, and it was Connie.
Now, my coworker was born in 1987, and that was the year you started with Adventures in Odyssey, correct?
Which means I'm older than your coworker, yes.
Yeah, and I'm way older than him, but he grew up with it. You know, he grew up with Adventures in Odyssey, so the fact that I'm talking to Connie is pretty exciting to him and a lot of people.
I really appreciate that.
What other voice acting have you done up until then? And has that continued since, or has this been your sole project?
Oh, goodness, no. I know people think we make a living working on Adventures in Odyssey. I wish that were the case. That would be wonderful. But unfortunately, it isn't. We're gig workers. Actors are, you know, day players. So yeah, I and as I mentioned, I was on Dumbo Circus. I was on a couple cartoon series or a few things. I was doing radio commercials before Odyssey, and I do the same thing now. I was Rolf the Dog on Muppet Babies and Hunker Buttlefoot, a Darkwing Duck. I did Sunny Gummy's voice on Adventures of the Gummy Bears. Totally Spies right now. I'm Lily's voice for Lily's Lab on Answers TV. And I'm the Pod the Robot's voice for a new virtual reality experience that the people who do the ARC encounter have created. That's going to be in Pigeon Forge in Branson, Missouri by summertime. So I continue to work and, you know, I enjoy what I do, but I always look forward to Adventures in Odyssey. We record that about four times a year.
At what point did you or people around you say, this is a career you should look at? Was this something, you know, as a kid you were doing voices or something?
Well, you know, I was, but only purely for my personal entertainment. But when I graduated high school and I was in college, that's when I started to get comments. I didn't know what I sounded like, truthfully, and then people suggested maybe you should try voiceover because you sound younger than you are, and I thought, well, maybe I can make some extra money this way, and so I looked into it, and I made a demo. I was living in San Francisco, and I got an agent, and I actually graduated with a degree in broadcasting, but I had done a few jobs, and I thought, well, maybe this voiceover thing could work out. They said I should go back to LA because that's where all the animation was being done. And that's where I was raised, in Los Angeles. So I went back and I got an agent like right away in the 80s. Cartoons were kind of booming. And back then they mostly like 90% used adults to play kids. So I was really in the right place at the right time. And I thought, well, I'll give it a couple years and see how it goes. And it went really well. So I continued, and this is what I've been doing for 40 plus years.
And it really clicked with you to say, this is not only what I do for a living, but a way to be in a ministry.
Well, especially when I got to work on Adventures in Odyssey. And I've done some other projects, especially lately, because a lot of people like your coworker who grew up with Odyssey are now producing their own scripted podcasts, audio dramas, because it was a medium they grew up with, and a lot of them are believers. So I just got done recording a Jake Muller adventure in Chicago a few days ago, and that's an awesome series. Your listeners can, I think they have to buy the CDs. And I mean, even when I was younger, I got to do a Music Machine video. So any chance I get to do something that talks about Jesus, promotes faith, I'm down for that.
How does it translate to be a Christian in that Hollywood, which, you know, we often have a dark view of, but
Hollywood, the boogeyman.
Yes. And how do you balance that? And do you get criticisms of people saying, why are you involved in this if you are a Christian?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. People, well, you know, yes and no. You know, I grew up in that environment. So it kind of was normal to be in the entertainment industry. Obviously a little less to be a believer, but there are a lot of believers that I work with. That people just don't, you know, they may not advertise, but they, you know, they are believers. And as a matter of fact, my pastor's husband is a full-time voice actor. So, you know, there's opportunity to fellowship with other believers, to support each other. And as far as the community, yeah, you get criticism, but don't you get criticism if you're a Christian waiter and your fellow waiters aren't?
In other words, it's not as an overwhelming a thing as people might think it is for you, because like you said, you grew up.
No, parents ask me because they're concerned about their kids. And just like I gave that waiter example, I say, well, let me ask you this. You know, especially if their kid is talented, right? They really have, and you never know, like, you really don't know if you're going to be successful till you start getting paid, right? Otherwise, it's just a passion. But if they're really good at it and their faith is strong, you know, I say, look, if your child was a really talented plumber and wanted to be a plumber, would you tell them you must only work for Christian Plumbing Company and only work on Christians' homes? Don't go to any homes that don't belong to Christians. You know, you wouldn't take that approach, right? I would like to work. I'm not going to do things that I think are dark or are unhealthy. I choose, you know, projects or things I turn down. I don't like to do things that have foul language, but you see that in the audition. And your agent usually knows what, you know, you'll do. And so I'm careful about that. But other projects are, you know, I'm so proud to have worked on the Muppet Babies and worked with Jim Henson. It was super great. There's nothing bad about that, you know.
The character Connie has really changed a lot. I mean, how do you adapt that? You're saying people say you sounded younger, but then you've got to also sound older as the character grows and matures.
Right. Well, fortunately for me, it seems like she only's grown about 10 years older over the course of 38 years. So I have matured myself, I hope, over that many years. And really that's what's changed more about Connie isn't her voice, but her maturity level.
Any episodes that you have done in all these years that stand out as a favorite or several favorites, that for you personally?
Well, of course, License to Drive is just about everybody's favorite. I really liked Back to Bethlehem. I think it was our first Christmas one we did in the Imagination Station, and we were back when Jesus was born, and it was just so, it felt so real. It was so moving to do that one. And I Slapped floor, I think, is really funny. Longtime listeners will know exactly what that show's about, but we didn't see the script ahead of time, and it's a really, it's a crazy episode they did for April Fool's Day, and none of us knew what was going on, and it was pretty, until the end when we found out, so that was a fun script to do.
I know I grew up with the Moody programs from the 50s, so when Odyssey came, it was really a giant leap forward in radio drama. Is that kind of what they were going for, I guess?
Well, from what I understand, Dr. Dobson had a meeting and said, you know, I'm not too happy with what's on TV for kids and the offerings they're giving kids these days. Can we come up with something as an alternative? And so that's kind of how Odyssey was born. And it's a favorite of especially a lot of homeschoolers. You know, listening is a great medium. Well, you know, you're in radio. You can do other things while you're listening. A lot of kids do their schoolwork while they're listening or their chores while they're listening. And yeah, so and it's more modern. You know, it's not very heavy-handed most of the time as far as a lesson goes. So and it's not just geared for children. It's something the whole family can listen to and enjoy. So I think that might be a little bit different from the stuff you listened to when you were a kid.
Any upcoming projects or roles that you're excited about, you know, beyond Odyssey?
Yeah, well, I've been working with Butch Hartman, who is an animator, known for his work at Nickelodeon for Danny Phantom, cartoon Danny Phantom and Fairly Odd Parents. And he's a believer and he has produced the Garden cartoon for preschoolers and I've got to work on that a few times. And he's also working on a whole bunch of other pilots that are, you know, wholesome, some faith, but biblically based. So looking forward to that. And season 3 of Lily's Lab we're supposed to be recording. And I'm just always open. I don't know what's next. Every day is a new adventure for me.
Do you feel like people don't realize what goes into one of these? I mean, it's like, you know, you have a 25, 30 minute episode of something and it seems like, oh, it took 25 minutes. But I mean, give us a look at that kind of background of what, you know, what all goes into recording and producing.
Right. The gazintas. My mother used to, that's how she used to call mass, the gazintas, you know, 2 gazinta 4, 4 gazinta 8. But what goes into this? Well, first they brainstorm probably a year in advance to come up with the stories. Then the writers, you know, write them and hone them and whatever. And then by the time they schedule our recording session, which they have to get everybody in the studio together, so that takes some coordination. Usually the recording session for one episode is about 4 hours, which sounds like nothing. But then, and they fly the engineers and the directors and the writers out to California where we record. Then they take the sound files with all their takes back to Colorado Springs, and I think it takes about 3 months to produce a 20-minute episode because they have to add all the sound effects and the music, and the Foley takes a lot of time. So it's quite a project, and I think they're going to start maybe even doing longer episodes. They're sort of changing the format. They aren't going to be making CDs anymore. So they have a little bit more freedom when everything becomes downloads in the future. But yeah, it's a labor of love, I'll tell you.
All right. And you have a webpage people can check out as well?
Yeah, www.katielegh.com. They sign up for my newsletter, they'll know if I'm going to show up in their neighborhood or not anytime soon.
Again, we're appreciative to Katie Lee for joining us today by telephone from the West Coast to talk about Connie Kendall, her character on Adventures in Odyssey. That website again is katielee.com. You can check it out and learn more about this accomplished voice actress. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.